Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I'd be like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. That was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man. That kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Bees?
Bees.
Bees.
Lots of bees.
Speaking of bees,
I don't like bees.
Bee squad, so to say, here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Bulldog out today. Mike will be here in a little bit. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson here with you.
Howdy.
Talking about a little bit of a surprise here. But the show carries on as it's supposed to do here. Bills practice today. Head coach Sean McDermott talked earlier today as well, who may or may not play in the last preseason game. Plenty of things to find out about that. How we'll do that today? Well, John Ledyard going to join the show at 4 o'clock. Sal Capaccio at 5 as well here. And Bills practice today got a little spicier than usual.
Yeah, that's spicy is a good word to put it.
Yeah, a little scuffle. Taylor Rapp gets effectively the boot out of practice.
The safeties are all of this. I mean, safety was a concern with this team for the on-field play. Now the safeties are a concern because they're trying to level everybody that's on the field that they're playing against.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I will say, however, if Taylor Rapp keeps trying to be the human heat-seeking missile, how comfortable are you with a Cole Bishop, DeMar Hamlin starting tandem, because it's going to happen at some point during the season?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, we've seen Taylor Rapp get hurt because he was a heat-seeking missile with some of the opposing players over the last couple of years, and it's just bound to happen.
But other things that happened from practice, obviously Tre'Davious White picking up a little bit of a leg injury, ultimately carted away from practice.
Yeah, could be little, could be nothing, could be significant. We don't know.
Walking to the tunnel, out of the tunnel, and then ultimately he ends up on a cart and driven off.
One of those key cart moments where, oh, hey, was he carted off? Was he just, you know, escorted off on a cart? There was really no kind of clarity in terms of how that went, but maybe Sal can provide a little bit of those answers
later on. I'm sure Sal will provide plenty of those answers later on, and we're going to find that all out together here today. So, Brayton, it's kind of funny how I came up with a little bit of the show topic here. Not really show topic, but for the hour that we're going to be in here. How confident are you in the Bills defense? And then this practice happens the way that it happens where Trey White gets banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Are we staring into the face of Dane Jackson, cornerback two? Are we looking at the safeties continuing to heat things up in practice with the way that the physicality has been brought by them? But ultimately, it is kind of the core question I want to get to the bottom of, which is, how confident are you in the Bills defense heading into this season? I mean, on the plus sides, you look at Joey Bosa. He looks the part. It's always going to be about health for him. Matt Milano seems to be like he is back to his normal self. Bernardin Benford, solid as always. But yet, safety's a mystery. Defensive line's going to be missing a couple of their newcomers in Hoyt and Ogunjobi for 6 weeks.
And really, both of those guys have been hit or miss in the preseason.
And in the preseason games, Hoyt's the only one that has a sack. Hoyt's the only Bill that has a sack. But outside of that, though, the depth, it hasn't really shined in the two preseason games. As a matter of fact, so much so that you haven't been able to evaluate punt returners because they're not getting punts.
Yeah.
So, like, can Chenault be a punt returner? Who knows? I don't get to see it.
None
of us get to see it.
I'm thinking back to the recent episode of Hard Knocks. Spoiler alert. The opening speech Sean McDermott gave this past Tuesday. This was, I think, before the Bears game. So he was talking to the players in the one meeting room, and he was just like, we need to see, and we've kind of heard him say it in press conferences with the media over the last several days, is we need to see more from the guys that we know, but we need to see more of them over the course of the next several days, several practices, several weeks leading up to the season, because we're not seeing what we think we should be seeing out of you. And that's just the layman's terms of what McDermott was essentially saying. But we're kind of looking at that right now with this team. We're still trying to figure that out. I know that that happened before the Bears game. They had the joint practice, and by all accounts, the Bills, you know, played relatively well against the Bears in the joint practice. But then when the preseason game came about Sunday night, one of the biggest egg droppings in preseason history, and I get it, it's the preseason, and you have to take the preseason pledge and take everything with a grain of salt. But still, you want to see the guys, the second teams, the third teams, the fourth team guys, the guys who are really trying to battle for a spot on this roster, whether it be a special teams contributor or a depth player that can jump into the lineup whenever necessary, start to really show that, hey, like, they're ready to go. They're ready to make this team. They're ready to be a contributor, no matter how that is. And it doesn't seem like it is really kind of clicking for a lot of these guys right now.
Now, the part about that is you do want some of the camp reports to be substantiated in preseason games. TJ Sanders has looked good on all accounts.
Yeah, I agree.
He just didn't show anything in the preseason game against the Bears.
Right.
Not many players did.
No. No.
But outside of Deion Walker, I also have not seen a lot of flashes from the depth from the defense. I mean, Codrington starting at nickel corner, it was about as bad as it could have looked. But the guy has a roster spot because of his return prowess, not because of his ability in the secondary. Bishop plays with the backups. I got to think that Taron Johnson calls a switch on that touchdown, because otherwise, like, what are we doing here? But a more experienced nickel corner, let alone one of the best in the league, probably calls a switch.
Yeah.
So that Rapp doesn't have to gamble on which route that Zacchaeus takes, and he gets beat. That said, you want to see something, because even when the backups came in for the Bears, you got nothing. But I still think that when it comes down to it, at the bottom of this and at the end of the day, I think there's enough to like about this defense to where you do get into a good spot if the injuries can slow down just a little bit. This kind of hardens my stance also on preseason. Why should I play you in a game if we can't get through practice without the injury list looking the way that it does? I do think a lot of it is precautionary. You are holding players out.
Look at the Josh Allen situation. That's your prime example right there.
Allen is a player you want to protect.
Yep.
And for the first time ever, he is not playing a snap in the preseason. I don't need to see anything from Christian Benford. I don't need to see anything from even Taron Johnson.
Matt Milano, nope.
Milano and Bosa even get a drive.
At Oliver, nope.
Oliver, I do want to see a little bit more consistency from this year.
Sure.
But you're not getting that from preseason snaps.
No.
It is kind of weird, though. Like, the injury list still remains lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is getting better. And yet then today, Trey White banged up. Hopefully nothing long term. There's a little injury scare yesterday with Dalton Kincaid after he got smacked by Taylor Rapp.
Yep.
Probably why Rapp got booted out of practice today. Because another hard hit, this one to Elijah Moore, and, well, that's how it's going to happen.
And did I see something, too, that Christian Benford also left practice early
Benford
today, too?
Benford did say to reporters, I'm good, everything's fine. Okay. It was more or less, get him a little rest. I also think some of that might have been the coaching staff being like, you're our only healthy corner.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this. So Benford seems like he's okay. They just wanted to keep him out for a little bit, get him some rest. Fine. Perfectly fine. We're good here. And yet, I look at, and McDermott made the comment today, I've got to find a way to make sure to protect Allen from himself in a preseason game. And I think back to that Bengals-Commanders game on Monday night. Burrow is taking, Zach called it on the Extra Point Show, Looney Tunes sacks.
Benny Hill theme playing in the background.
And then Jaden Daniels scrambling around and trucking through two players to get in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I don't want Allen doing. And
yeah, no.
You're in the red zone with a chance to, you're being flushed out of the pocket. You have a chance to rush into the end zone with a couple of secondary players in your way. What do you think Josh Allen's going to do?
Oh, yeah. He's going to do exactly what Jaden Daniels did. Did you hear Jaden Daniels afterwards? Like,
oh, it was
with
fun.
The interview with the reporter on the sideline, she was just like, Why did you do what you did? And it's exactly what we've heard Josh Allen say several times throughout his Bills career. I just wanted to score. And we know Josh Allen is the type of player that he doesn't care if he's putting his body on the line. He's going to go truck a linebacker if he has to go score a touchdown. And Jaden Daniels did the exact same thing. At this stage of where this team is at, given the window of opportunity that this team has, absolutely, I do not want to see the MVP quarterback trying to do that in a nonsense exhibition game. Just, yeah, the whole fact that Sean McDermott's doing what he's doing this time around to protect Allen by not even letting him take a snap in the preseason is wholeheartedly the best decision that this team could make right now heading into the regular season.
And
it's the best decision.
There's going to be questions about depth. Who plays in this game? It's going to be the exact same cast from last game. So buckle up. Hope you get a better performance from them than you did last week.
Yeah.
But there's going to be questions about the defense, especially with secondary. Safety is a concern. And it was said by the head coach even this week. Corner might now become a concern if you now have an injury to Trey White, because you're already missing Hairston.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at what, Dane Jackson cornerback too? Or is it Jamarcus Ingram? Who would you even put there to feel comfortable with that?
I mean, especially Cam Lewis could Baltimore. Play corner, even though he's more so safety than corner, but
right.
Yeah, it's looking thinner and thinner at corner, especially if Tre'Davious White's going to be out any period of time.
And I'm going to be bracing through that preseason game because the depth at corner needs to make it through it.
That secondary is going to be a huge concern if you're not going to have Max Hairston back for week one. I've heard Sal talk that he might be a IR designated for return candidate to start the year, but that's four games to start the season at the very least. If Tre'Davious White's out any extended period of time, you're looking at some trouble in the corner position. Christian Benford, he proved to be one of the better corners in the entire league last year.
Yep.
But other than that, I mean, if you look at Dane Jackson in his production, when he was with the Bills, and then even last year when he was with Carolina, he was a seventh round pick of the Bills?
Correct.
Years ago.
Oh.
More often than not, seventh round picks are,
Benford's a sixth, corrected.
Yes, Benford's sixth, but Dane Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson was a seventh, yeah.
Seventh round pick, and he performed admirably for the Bills.
Right.
He stepped up when he needed to, and he did the job that he needed to do. But last year, he signed a three-year deal in Carolina, and Carolina seemed really willing in the offseason just to cut bait right away. It was just like, yeah, this didn't work out. I don't even think he made it to the end of the season, did he?
And Jackson, oddly enough, the other part of this is he was even brought in as an insurance policy to insurance policies.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bills envisioned that they would have to carry Dane Jackson possibly on the roster for opening night.
I mean, Tre'Davious White was kind of seen as an insurance policy.
Thing.
Right.
And then they draft Hairston. They draft Hancock. They draft Dorian Strong. And Hancock is banged up. Hairston is banged up.
Okay, Dane Jackson did make it to the end of the season with Carolina. But
yes.
I mean, still, he was cut in February. So they were seem pretty keen on departing with Dane Jackson after one season in Carolina.
Right. So all it comes back to, though, is the comfort of the defense, how confident I am with them. And I think I'm still okay as long as the safety position can show me something. And luckily, I have a chance to look at that on Saturday. Bishop will play. And while you should be a little bit concerned that your projected starting safety is going to be playing in the third preseason game, it does sound like it's just about getting his feet under him. Doesn't matter if you look good or bad right now. You just need to have live reps. Get him going.
Yeah.
Get him back up to speed because he only just got back to practice last week. And that is the most that he will play in the preseason compared to last year. He played none of it. You want to make sure that he actually is able to start the season on time.
Yeah. The way I see the defense is I think I'm most comfortable with the defensive front. I think I've really liked in the action that I've seen at Oliver, whether it be at training camp, at the return of the blue and red, in the preseason. I don't know how much he's really gotten a chance at the preseason.
He hasn't. Really.
I've still liked what I've seen from him. And it's nice to see that. I mean, I remember at the Blue and Red scrimmage, I was watching, and he's trucking Osiris Torrance, who's one of the better guards in the NFL, arguably. Ed Oliver looked like he's a man on a mission this season to kind of establish himself as the player that he was thought to be during his college years and heading into the NFL. And I'm confident with him to really take a step up this year. And I think having a guy like TJ Sanders next to him, Deion Walker next to him, to be able to go out there, even as rookies, to kind of take up space and allow Ed Oliver to do his job as the smaller defensive tackle that can get under guys and really create havoc in the backfield for a quarterback or whatever. And then, you know, you got Joey Bosa, who, as long as he is healthy, he looks the part. He looks like he could be a factor for the Bills in the pass rush. Greg Rousseau has been good at the run game. He's been good at the pass game. Can he take that next step? That's a big question.
They paid him like that.
I like where the Bills are at up front. I'm happy with where they're at linebacker. I think
linebacker is probably where I'm most confident.
That's the biggest injury questions and concerns is, can both Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano stay healthy? You know, after that, you've got Joe Andreessen, who's shown good flashes, and he struggled in the Bears game. But, I mean, what player didn't struggle in that Bears game, honestly?
But furthermore, the linebacker position, you're probably deeper than you have been in years.
Yeah.
Because Andreessen's probably linebacker five.
Yeah, and you're actually pretty decent. You have Dorian Williams, too, who's been
led the team in tackles,
very adequate over the last few years.
Led the team in tackles last year. Shaq Thompson is valuable depth for this team.
I forget about Shaq Thompson.
And Shaq Thompson, he hasn't played anything in the preseason. He's been limited over the past week and change.
Yeah, because he's been injured.
He's been banged up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's valuable depth for them as well.
Yeah.
And then you get Andreessen at the five.
Yeah.
You take that every day.
Yeah.
I'm totally confident in linebacker right now.
Yeah.
It's the secondary that scares a lot of people right now, and it starts at safety.
Yeah.
And you want to see anything positive from Cole Bishop, quite frankly, is how you want to put it. You want to make sure that there is something when he's got time on task on Saturday, that there is a little bit of promise there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's getting a little overplayed about like what can he do.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't shown anything. He played in that AFC Championship game, started that AFC Championship game. He makes 10 tackles. And typically when a safety is making 10 tackles, that means that a lot of things up front are going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are cleaning up for things that are happening in front of you. There's a play that Sal and I talked about yesterday with Zach of the ball that Worthy catches. It's kind of a jump ball, do your thing, because the Bills are getting flagged. There was a flag that was going to give Kansas City first down anyway.
Still.
But Bishop, all you got to do is make the call that it's incomplete because the ball does touch the ground on the way down. And it's a different story.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, nice play by the safety.
Yeah. I don't think Cole Bishop has I'm trying to think of how I want to say this. Yes, he hasn't shown a lot in his short time in the NFL.
Hasn't had
the opportunity because of injuries and whatnot. But from what I've seen, there's been flashes of, okay, we can see that he can be a competent option for the team. It's just getting the reps, getting the time in the defense to be able to show that, you know, he is that valuable second safety next to Taylor Rapp. Right. DeMar Hamlin has been very up and down over the last couple of years.
He's a replacement level player.
Right. And that's to be expected of a player like that. I almost kind of look at Dane Jackson that way.
Right.
Another late round guy drafted. And it's like, great, he's serviceable. What more is he other than serviceable? I don't know.
That's what backups are.
Right. I'm interested to see if Cole Bishop gets a little more action against the Buccaneers on Saturday compared to his game against the Bears.
How long of Bishop playing do you feel comfortable with?
A quarter at most.
And that would probably be a couple drives.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that is probably, I think if that two drives leaks into the second quarter, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But the Bills did also pull him mid-drive last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Considering the injury history, considering the depth at safety, considering the fact that you probably have to look into the potential of a Bishop Hamlin starting secondary at some point during the year, I would say if he's in longer than a quarter and a half even, then yeah, if we're getting toward halftime and he's still playing, I'm like, okay, man, you really wanted to make sure he's got snaps. But I doubt he'll be in anything past halftime.
Yeah, none of even the second team guys should get in close to halftime. And like it should be,
and that's okay,
at most one quarter, and then you let the guys that need to win those battles to make the 53-man roster fight it out. And worst case scenario, a couple of them get hurt, then you have to throw somebody back in there. Okay, that's not great, but
that's typically, you know, what these last preseason games are for.
Right, right. I mean, when you have, I was thinking in my head earlier of just like memorable final preseason game moments. What with Keith Waning or something like that?
Keith
is
Wenning.
The corner? Yeah, Keith Waning is the quarterback. Like,
oh God,
these random quarterback names that are just like, oh, you signed this guy to play the final game. It's just like these random guys at the end.
Last year, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci
throwing ropes.
But I knew Ben DiNucci before he came in. I like Ben DiNucci.
It was he showed pretty well in the Bills uniform last year. He's doing it again. Pretty sure it's with Atlanta right now.
Yeah,
he's going to be playing that third preseason game and doing his thing.
Ben DiNucci, XFL star.
Ben DiNucci.
Seattle Sea Dragons,
Bills legend.
Yeah. Preseason legend. Bills preseason legends, Matt Sims.
Oh, God.
Yep. Throw that out there.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing this today.
No.
We're not doing this right now, okay?
We'll figure out another day to do this.
803-0550, the number to call. 888-552-550 as well. How confident are you in the Bills' defense for the 2025 season, even with the injuries that may or may not be there? As the depth chart currently looks, there's a lot that you could be calling into question on this one. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson in here for Shope and the Bulldog. Mike will be here later on in the day. You're listening to WGR.
You know, again, I've said before, fully confident in Cole. It's the reps that he needs to create these calluses that you get when you're young and trying to grow in a position, and being out there is how you get that experience.
Head coach Sean McDermott talking about Cole Bishop trying to get them live reps, and he's going to get plenty more of them on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 7:30 kickoff. You'll be able to hear pregame. I'll be on with our guy Zach Jones right over there in the on the other side of the
glass. We'll be on at 2, right?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
We're on at 2 o'clock. Yes. We'll be a little early because the game starts a little earlier than your typical night game.
Thank goodness this preseason game's not Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
I thought you were going to say, thank goodness this preseason game's the last one, and I
agree.
Well,
yes. Yeah, that too.
It's been...
But...
I feel like it's been a little bit of a trying preseason when it comes to the injuries in camp, to the not as entertaining game that you saw against the Bears.
This preseason really hasn't provided much entertainment other than Hard Knocks, and even that, Hard Knocks is being widely regarded as being boring, but for obvious reasons.
And I'm okay with that if you're a good
team. I'm fine
team.
With that too.
If you're a good team, be boring.
Right.
Show that you have stability.
Right.
Hard Knocks also is not what it used to be.
You
give the team control of the central message. It allows even a bad team like the Bears to be like, hey, what are we looking for in this one? At the end of the series, it's about hope. The Bears proceed to win 6 games. 5.
Is that what they won
5
this year?
They were 4-2. They lose 10 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And then they win their last game against Green Bay,
right,
of all teams.
And it all spiraled out of control with the Hail Mary against Washington.
Right. They went into the bye week, emerged out of it, and then jumped into the depths of hell. So this preseason, though, for the Bills, no, it has not been entertaining. It hasn't been fun. Even the practices are kind of testing your will a little bit. And yet, I could still look at it and go, at the end of the day, you're looking at who hasn't been practicing. Just one player on the defense, and that's your first-round rookie corner.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has been practicing, or at least getting back to it. Shaq Thompson moving up to limited, Cam Lewis moving up to limited today. Good.
Great.
Good. So the defense is not seeing as many of the injuries. Jordan Hancock also not practicing as well. Keonta Jenkins, I'd imagine he's probably fallen behind a little bit now in a battle if they wanted to keep six linebackers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Charlo probably will have a chance to make this roster.
It was nice to see him featured a little bit in Hard Knocks on Tuesday.
Right.
Nice little feel-good story.
Feel-good story.
Yeah.
He played pretty well on a short week with the Giants game in the first preseason game. Did look a little solid there. I will be a little interested in seeing how that unfolds at the end of the day. That said, again, Bishop's going to play a lot here. Or not a lot. He's going to play some snaps. He's probably going to be one of a few starters that even does. You're probably not getting much else out of this game.
As
so if you are looking to be entertained by the third preseason game, well, just hope that the players that did not do well and got punched in the mouth last week respond in proper kind.
Root for backwards passes.
I'm rooting. No.
Matt Simpson.
You're not sitting here on Saturday. No.
I'd love to stream your guys' post-game show after the preseason game if there's another incident like this.
I will say it in a different language for you right now. No.
Is that Spanish or French?
Yes. I'm using a cop-out here.
Yes, I know.
But no.
I'm of the favor of, hey, preseason games should be like soccer. Running clock after the first half.
Running clock. Just in general. You could start it in the first quarter. It's okay.
Yeah.
Especially the third one.
I mean, especially in games like the one this past Sunday. Holy crap, man. After that third quarter, it's just like, just get this over with. No more injuries. No more. I just don't care about anything that happens in this game anymore.
Nate Geary.
They tie in the preseason. I love ties.
Nate Geary in the newsroom before that game. I go up to him. I go, I know that this game is going to be tough because there's no starters. And I have the fool that I am says, hey, if you want someone there to, you know, join you for a post game, I can do that. Nate immediately takes me up on it. And then they get shellacked.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. I got roped into this. But I did it on my own. It's my fault.
Yes. But you got no one else to blame but yourself.
No one else to blame but myself. Story of my life. But there is something to look for, though, in this game. There is something to look for and evaluate, at least in the first half of it. Can I see Deion Walker make another splash play? He made a nice one against the Giants where he swims on through, bats the ball down near the Giants' end zone. He forces what ultimately is an incompletion that gets returned by Dwayne Carter for a not touchdown.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. Come on. You got to let the thick six stay.
Come on.
You got to let the big man touchdown stand. Have to. I hate when rules take those away. But Deion Walker's made a couple splash plays.
Yeah.
Can you put a little bit more consistency to it? Please. Landon Jackson. He has a really nice pass rush move on one play, but I haven't seen enough from him.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more. A.J. Epinesa. I would want him playing so that he can avoid the cut line. I would want to see just a little bit more from those young guys up front and even some of the veterans. Like Javon Solomon, he has a couple knockdowns in the game, but nobody really notices because he gets smacked around 38-0.
Yeah.
Or whatever the final score was for that game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how some of these younger guys push some of the veterans that might be on that line of whether or not they're going to get cut or whether or not they're going to be retained. It's going to be interesting to see the Deion Walkers and the TJ Sanders and continue to play the Landon Jacksons, even like the Dorian Strongs. I wish Jordan Hancock was playing because I've actually liked what I've seen from Jordan Hancock.
Hancock
for the
has
most
looked fantastic,
part.
Actually. Yeah. Probably the most consistent of the rookie class.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, because that game gave Bills fans no peace,
mm-hmm.
do we get an injury to the promising rookie, the most promising one that we've had in terms of consistency?
Yeah. Javon
Solomon's, that game was just a nightmare.
Yeah, Javon Solomon's another name that you mentioned that's kind of towing that line. I know that he's a really good special teamer. I think the Bills value him for more so his special teams play. But I'm looking forward, if anything, to how these young guys respond from that Bears game and then how they go to the next level to respond to push some of the more veteran players or the guys that have just been around a little bit longer and really kind of forcing the Bills into the matter of we've got these good young talents, pushing some of these guys that have been around but are on that line, like an AJ Epenesa. I don't know about Daquan Jones, maybe. Like
This is where I need to see another splash play from TJ Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I need to see another splash play from Deion Walker. Why? Give me more confidence in the core question that I have.
Yeah.
How confident do you feel in the defense this year? It has been publicly said by the general manager that they wanted to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and made moves to try to fix this.
Yep.
I think Bosa, it's just going to be, can you play the 17-game season and into the playoffs? Because he looks the part.
Mm-hmm.
Rousseau is probably going to benefit from having Bosa there. Because if Joey Bosa is acting like his usual self when he's on the field, you're going to have to pay attention a little bit more. Rousseau should have more one-on-one situations.
Mm-hmm.
Good. If Sanders is able to play next to Ed Oliver like he was in joint practices against the Bears, that's two guys that can get up the field fast when they're on their game. Oliver has a little bit of an inconsistency issue. I think that making sure that you stack the rotation of defensive tackles is one way to help get him out of that. But show me a morsel. Give me something to take out of this last preseason game and a reason for Bills fans to at least watch a little bit of it. Because I don't blame many of you if you decide, I saw what happened last week. The starters aren't playing again. I'll see you later. I don't blame you for a second for that. You got burned last week if you went and sat and watched that game. It was, unfortunately, not your entertainment time that you were being utilized with there. It wasn't a great watch. So I don't blame you if you go, I got better things to do on a Saturday night. Don't blame you. But I do want people to come back to looking on Twitter or on a highlight package saying, man, I missed that from Deion Walker. I missed that from TJ Sanders. I missed that from Landon Jackson. Just give us something to bring from this game as a highlight reel so that we can go ahead and be like, what do you mean Shane Buechele chucked 3 touchdowns?
Fourth string quarterback chucking touchdowns.
There's Zach.
Hook 'em horns, baby.
There it is. There it is. I had to pick Buechele because
That'll lock me in for Saturday night.
Yeah, you are.
You better hope that happens. I will be locked in.
I will film you doing backflips.
It won't be backflips. It'll be tears.
You'll be doing something.
It'll be tears.
Is Daquan Jones one of those guys that's, in your eyes at least, on the watch list for getting cut?
I don't think he's on the bubble at all.
Okay.
Especially because Ogunjobi's out for 6 weeks.
Right. I get that.
Your D-tackle depth, you do need that there.
Yeah.
And Jones is a piece that you can rotate in. If Ogunjobi comes back in 6 weeks and they may want to answer that question, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But you and I will probably cross it like in the newsroom or something.
If they do cut him, he's $3.724 million dead cap.
How much would they save?
That's according to SpotTrack, at least.
That's the big question.
Right.
Because the Bills do have a cap projection of the lowest in the NFL in their top 51.
Doesn't look like
that's fine. Normal. You're a good team. And if they're not really saving much money, then why do it? Is effectively my question there. Because getting rid of Curtis Samuel, for example, it doesn't look like that's something that's in the Bills' plans. The only way you'd be able to do it is if you found a trade to get that cap space off of your books. I don't see it happening. So unless there's money to be made in making a cut like that.
$5.5 million.
Oh, you'd say 5.5?
That's at least what I looked at when I clicked on the little scissors next to him for this year. Post 6-1 release, 2025 dead cap would be actually $3.908 million. Mm-hmm. 2025 savings, 5.5.
Okay, so I don't think it's in the plans, but it's not a zero now.
Right, and as long as, you know, Deion Walker and or TJ Sanders show up and can kind of prove to...
But I haven't seen enough from them in the preseason to outright cut Daquan Jones. Simple as that.
Okay, fair enough.
So, I think that he's going to be part of the rotation this year. And if he plays less snaps, though, for example, fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I think that they've done enough at D-tackle that you can warrant that. Especially with, oddly enough, Walker's the bigger body.
He's huge.
But he's looked better in pass rush than he has in run situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine you put the 6'7" guy in on third down instead of the player that you would think would be the quicker one in Sanders? Nope, it's Walker probably.
Yeah.
And that would be fun. I also was a little bit bullish on Walker heading closer to the draft, but you invest in such a good draft class, such a deep draft class, twice, you should be able to get results out of it.
I'm just intrigued how that position plays out once Ogunjobi returns, because are you going to keep, what, then it would be 5 or 6 defensive tackles on the roster?
That is where we have to cross the bridge about Daquan Jones later on.
Yeah. That's because that you got Dwayne Carter.
Dwayne Carter or Daquan Jones, you're probably looking at one of them.
Good signs of a solid pick by the Bills early. Then he got his wrist injury. I think it was a wrist. Got the surgery, was out for a while. And similar to Keon Coleman, when he came back from his wrist injury, Dwayne Carter wasn't necessarily the same player last year when he came back. So it's interesting how that kind of plays out with him. Because again, he's another guy that was very highly thought of when the Bills drafted him, a letter player at Duke for 3 years and really solid player down the middle of your defensive line.
Yep.
And shows good promise in his first year that got derailed by injury, and now year two is big for him because it's just, okay, can he stay healthy? Can he come out and he does good things right off the bat? If he does, awesome. If not, then okay, what do you do?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Get us to September, please. 803-0550, the number to call. John Ledyard, Audible's and Analytics pod, as well as the Read Optional pod, will be joining the show at 4 o'clock. For Mike Chopin, the Bulldog, Derek and Brayton here with you on WG.